Live Nation's Concert Week is May 8th through the 14th, $25 for over 5,000 shows. And we're partnering up to let you pick your trip. You can choose from dozens of artists in your favorite cities from coast to coast. One big winner gets round trip, two night hotels, two premium tickets to Live Nation Concert Week show of their choice. And you have to listen to get these national keywords to text for a chance to pick your trip. Well, I have a keyword for you. This hour's national keyword is concert. That's concert. You text that to 95819 and you could win a really fun trip. Good luck. Okay, switching gears. When you think of atrial fibrillation or AFib, I usually think of that in an older population. But there's a recent study that says it could be becoming more common for younger people. Let's bring in Dr. Joshua Greenberg, heart rhythm specialist at Henry Ford Health. Good morning.
Oh, nice. Thank you so much for having me. Looks like a good morning.
Yeah, I mean, it just seems like we do a lot of these stories that, oh, you know, cancer rates more for young people, and now AFib more for younger people. It's kind of scary as a kind of a younger person to hear these things. Tell us about AFib.
So what is AFib? In AFib, the upper and lower chambers of the heart are not coordinated as they should be. The upper chamber starts to beat chaotically, without any rhythm whatsoever. And that can predispose people to a lot of medical problems, particularly strokes, heart failure, and even death. Traditionally, we thought AFib was mostly a disease of the elderly. In fact, by the time you're 80, around a quarter of people have developed AFib at one point in time. But now new research is really showing that, you know, this isn't just a problem in the elderly. In fact, a new study showed that over a quarter of patients at their hospital, at their university setting, were under 65 years of age.
Doctor, why are we seeing a rise in cases among younger adults? And are there, like, primary risk factors involved with this trend?
I think it's two things. I think clearly younger people are having more risk factors. Particular risk factors would be untreated sleep apnea, high blood pressure, excessive alcohol use, heart disease, meaning blockages. And then we're also getting much better at picking up AFib in younger patients, particularly with wearables such as smartwatches, Fitbits, Apple Watches. Younger people are noticing AFib more just because of technology.
Define younger people for me. I mean, commonly we see this in people over the age of 65. How young are we going?
I mean, in my experience, I've seen patients in their teens even. I mean, that's wow. That's the exception. But, you know, it's younger is anywhere from 16 to 65.
So we're diagnosing it better, as well as an increase in incidences then.
Correct. We are definitely diagnosing it better. The ability to diagnose AFib has increased massively over the past few years with the widespread use of technology that can alert people without having to go to a doctor. And the good news is traditionally, we waited to treat patients with atrial fibrillation until they became older. But more and more evidence shows that the earlier you treat atrial fibrillation, the much better the outcomes.
Dr. Greenberg, I was going to ask you about the Apple Watches and if they help in monitoring your heart.
Yeah, so a number of the Apple Watches do have the ability to tell you whether or not you are having an abnormal heart rhythm that could be consistent with atrial fibrillation. And they actually have the ability to take a one-lead EKG, which, while not diagnostic, you could bring to your doctor and show them. And, you know, a number of these EKGs can make the diagnosis.
Doctor, is AFib, is it hereditary? And what are some treatment options for AFib?
AFib isn't necessarily hereditary, but we do see it run in families because the conditions that often bring about atrial fibrillation run in families, like high blood pressure, heart disease, sleep apnea. The treatments are varied. Treatments can include medications to keep the heart in normal rhythm, blood thinners to prevent the most devastating complication, which is a stroke, as well as ablation procedures where we actually burn or freeze the areas where the AFib typically comes from.
Do we see this more in young African Americans than others?
I would say we have been seeing a significant proportion of our patients are young African Americans because traditionally they do have increased risk factors at younger ages. So African Americans are more likely to have high blood pressure in their early years. So yes, we do.
For those of us that still wear dumb watches, what are we watching out for?
So some people have no symptoms. Some people will notice an irregular heartbeat, meaning they'll notice fluttering in their heart. If you check your pulse through your wrist, you might notice that the heart rate just feels irregular and just jumping up and down. Some people just notice fatigue, you know, non-specific fatigue. They can't do what they used to do. They're more short of breath. They're more tired. And in those situations, the atrial fibrillation typically is diagnosed when going to a primary care doctor and then either listening to your heart or doing an EKG or further evaluation.
So what should we do moving forward knowing these statistics?
Well, I think we all have to be cognizant first. You know, we all should obviously try to live our healthiest lives as possible. You know, staying in shape, eating healthy, you know, routine doctor visits to treat conditions that are often associated with atrial fibrillation, like high blood pressure, sleep apnea, diabetes. At the same time, I think, you know, wearable technology has made a difference in diagnosis. So, you know, if you are able to, you know, make sense of a smartwatch or something, I do think there is a benefit for early diagnosis of these conditions, and they do quite a good job of finding atrial fibrillation.
Thank you so much, Dr. Joshua Greenberg, heart rhythm specialist at Henry Ford Health, for letting us know about this new trend, and possibly we should all get smartwatches. Thank you.
No problem. I'm not sponsored by Apple. Yeah. I actually own that one. But
you're open to a partnership.
We saw their earnings report yesterday. They could use your help.
Yeah, I'm a little worried myself in what I would find. So, you know, but I understand the hesitation, but it is important. Thank you so much for having me.
We have both of our elderly mothers equipped with those smartwatches because they will also indicate if they've taken a fall and then warn the kids.
Also, you can call 911 quickly.
Yeah.
You could press a button. So there's some good things for it.
Cool.
Yeah. All right. Coming up, we'll have the news of the day at 7:05. Then at 7:19, a Taylor Swift bill. What would it mean? We'll talk about it next.